AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Fiat Chrysler agrees to offer buybacks to the owners of more than a half million Ram pickup trucks and other vehicles as part of a deal with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to settle legal problems in about two dozen recalls. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the automaker is also paying a record fine.
The company has agreed to pay a $105 million fine. That is the largest civil penalty in NHTSA's history.
The deal also allows owners of more than a million older Jeeps with rear-mounted gas tanks to trade them in or be paid by Chrysler to have them fixed. President Obama, on a visit to Ethiopia, praises the government there for its battle against terrorist groups, but AP White House correspondent Mark Smith says he also criticizes it for its human rights record.
The first sitting president ever to visit Ethiopia, Obama noted its troops are spearheading the fight against al-Shabaab militants based in next-door Somalia. But he also told Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn his government should stop jailing foes and reporters.
I don't bite my tongue too much when it comes to these issues.
At a news conference, Haile Mariam insisted things are improving.
Our commitment to democracy is real, not skin deep.
However, human rights groups say widespread vote rigging and intimidation are the reason the ruling party won all 540-plus seats in parliament in the elections in May. Mark Smith with the president, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
During that news conference, Obama also criticized several GOP presidential candidates for their actions, especially their critical remarks about the Iran nuclear deal.
Issues of war and peace are of such grave concern and consequence that we don't play fast and loose that way.
The Republican rhetoric has grown hotter as the party's 16 White House contenders vie for attention ahead of their first debate, which is next month. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 133. This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court upholds the dismissal of a lawsuit seeking to hold Ford and IBM liable for apartheid in South Africa.
The suit charged Ford's South African subsidiary made specialized vehicles used by police to help enforce racial separation laws, and that IBM's hardware and software helped make apartheid possible. The judges held that Ford can't be held liable for the actions of a subsidiary, and they said when IBM built systems to count and classify populations, it can't plausibly be accused of acting deliberately to denationalize black South Africans. The judges also said the court's authority to sanction behavior that occurred outside the United States is limited. Warren Levinson, New York.
A professional poker player sues a New Jersey casino that claimed he cheated to win more than $9 million at Baccarat. The casino says Phil Ivey and his partner took advantages of defects in the cards. In his suit, Ivey claims the casino used the defective cards even though it knew about the problem. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.